Chapter 18. Let them show you who they are. At the end of your life, what are the very last words you want someone to say to you? I love you. That's what I want to hear. And I'm sure it's what you want to hear too. Love is the most powerful force in the world. You deserve to feel love, to be loved, to fall in love, express love, and experience one of the greatest joys in life, being in a loving relationship. Whether you're single, divorced, dating, engaged, in a situationship, or you've been married for a very long time, I believe the greatest love of your life is ahead of you. Even in the best relationships, they can become more meaningful and your connection to someone can always go deeper, and the Let Them Theory is going to help you do it. If you're single, your love story, oh, it is so far from over. The love of your life, they're not in your past. They're waiting for you in the future. And everything that's happened in every relationship you've been in has prepared you for what's about to happen next. And while I was doing the research for this book, I received so many questions about using the Let Them Theory when it comes to love. So in the next three chapters, you and I will cover everything from dating to falling in love to how to know if a relationship is right for you, making love last, and surviving breakups. And finally, you and I are going to talk about how you've been accepting less than the love you deserve. So let's start with a couple hard truths. People choose who and how they love, and sometimes they won't choose you. And another hard thing to accept is that people's behavior tells you the truth about how they feel about you. And far too often, you're chasing love or the potential for what you think it could be, and then you end up compromising on what you value. By chasing love, you chase away the deep and meaningful relationship that you're worthy of. Because as extraordinary as love is, it's also the source of so much pain. And that's because you and I want to be loved so much that you can find yourself giving your power away to another person. For example, maybe some stranger you met online now dictates your mood. Maybe someone who ghosted you has now destroyed your self-esteem. Or your spouse is so dismissive and treats you like a roommate, and you've just learned to accept it. In your love life, you can fall into the trap of letting other people and their own traumas and issues make you compromise your standards and settle for far less than what you truly want and that you know you need. And when the heart is involved, oh my gosh, logic goes right out the window. And you can find yourself explaining away bad behavior or creating this fantasy in your head instead of accepting the reality that's right in front of your face. And you can also convince yourself to stay in a relationship that isn't working because it feels better than breaking up and having to face the unknown. Well, here's what I want to tell you. You deserve an amazing love story, and you should never settle for less than that kind of love. And I'm so excited for you because using the Let Them Theory, you're going to learn the difference between chasing love and truly, authentically choosing it. You're going to learn who is worth a commitment and who isn't. And you'll also learn how to use the theory to create the most loving, supportive, and committed partnership you've ever had. Because the fact is, the best relationships grow and change over time, and changing how you show up will create connection and the loving partnership you deserve. So let's start at the very beginning. How to find love. Dating today, it's hard. I mean, I haven't talked to a single person who says, oh, I love dating and that this is fun, this is easy. Absolutely everyone dreads the idea of putting themselves out there or getting on the apps or entering what feels like a very toxic and shallow hookup scene. So if you're feeling discouraged or bummed out or insecure about being single, you're not alone. This is normal. And it has a lot to do with the fact that the dating apps and social media, they've basically turned love and relationships into a game, an industry, and what feels like a competition. And the other reason why it's so frustrating is that so much of the advice, it's just like tips and tricks and rules so that you can win someone over or secure the next date or attract as many roses or likes as you can on the app. And that's what I mean when I say that dating in today's world feels like a competition. That is the worst way to approach the topic of love and committed partnerships. This is not a game. You're not supposed to trick someone into liking you. People are more than the filters you choose. You're not supposed to follow rules about when you can text and what you can say. You're supposed to be yourself. and trust that if you show up as your full self, the person that's looking to be with someone as awesome as you can actually find you. Anybody that's telling you the trick to landing them is leading you away from yourself and into really shallow waters where you're going to meet the wrong people. Instead of thinking you need to change yourself and you need to start doing something different, I'm going to teach you what you need to stop doing. Because finding love is more about saying no than it is about saying yes. And when you have high standards for yourself and the kind of relationship you want, dating just becomes a process of elimination. The Let Them Theory is going to help you be honest with yourself. And it will also give you the courage to put yourself out there and then let other people reveal who they are while you stay true to yourself. Because when you're brave enough to be yourself, you are in control. When you go through life open and you're the person that goes first, even though it's kind of awkward to talk to the person next to you or to hang out a little bit more with that coworker you kind of find yourself falling for, when you're the one that's brave enough, you're the one who's choosing who gets your time and energy and who doesn't. And I'm using the word bravery on purpose because it takes bravery to see that someone's not interested in you. It takes courage to remind yourself that, oh, the texting back and forth, it's really fun and it fills a lot of time and it makes me feel like someone's interested in me, but texting's easy. If somebody texts you for 2 or 3 days and they're not making plans, that means they don't want to. Because if they truly wanted to see you, they would be making plans. And so the second you start creating excuses in your head or justifying poor behavior or imagining scenarios in your mind, you know what you're doing? You're giving your power to the other person. Dating requires you to be very black and white with yourself and other people's behavior. And that is the hard part because we want to be liked so much that we explain so much bad behavior away. Using the Let Them Theory, you're going to learn how to remain open and optimistic, and you're also going to learn how to choose the right relationship instead of constantly chasing the wrong ones. Because the purpose of dating is not just to find the one. And I think that's a big reason why dating is so hard. I certainly didn't understand this when I was single. I thought the purpose of dating was I'm supposed to find the one. No, actually, let's reframe this. Dating helps you learn more about yourself and what you want and what you don't want. One person at a time, one conversation with someone at a time. You're learning what you like and what you don't like. You're learning what energy feels on and what feels off. And that's why every single experience that you have, even the really awful ones, teach you something important. What kind of behavior will you not accept? And what kind of person do you truly want to be in a relationship with? Like if you become obsessed with finding the one, like you filled out all the filters online and now you've Frankensteined up the perfect person that doesn't, by the way, exist, and then you're constantly disappointed and constantly disappointed, are you open to meeting somebody? Or are you so closed off that you're limiting your own options? And you can't do that because if you become obsessed with finding this singular unicorn out there, you're going to miss all the lessons that dating is trying to teach you about the value of love in your life. And I want to just focus really on the hope and optimism and this sense of control that you truly do have in this area of your life. Because the fact is, you weren't put on the earth to be somebody's wife or husband. You have a much bigger purpose. You're here to fulfill your dreams, to share your story, and to create a big, beautiful, amazing life. And no one else is going to create that life for you. The person you choose to love gets to share that life with you. That's why I want you to be choosy. And when you're dating and having fun and meeting a ton of people, never forget the bigger picture. That you're looking for someone who is capable of helping you become the best version of yourself and co-creating this beautiful life together. And that's why you need to think about dating as an opportunity to learn more about yourself by being open to lots of different experiences, lots of different people, and being open to meeting your person absolutely anywhere at any time as you're going through your life. Because that will ultimately lead you to choosing someone amazing who also chooses you back. And the hard part is going to be that you can't control whether or not another person chooses you. And you can't control whether or not the timing of your life lines up with the timing of someone else's. Because people choose who and how they love. And sometimes it won't be you. But don't you ever forget, you get to choose who and how you love too. You get to choose who's worth your time and energy. And you get to choose how you want to be treated. And oftentimes with dating, the way you choose is by choosing to walk away when you aren't being treated the way you deserve. And that brings me to a fact that is very, very hard to live by. People's behavior tells you exactly how they feel about you. Your job isn't to interpret it or second guess it or try to read the tea leaves. Nope. Your job is to let them reveal who they are and how they truly feel about you and accept it. And by the way, this is true at every stage of a relationship. So let's talk about the early days. As you're putting yourself out there and you're being more open and you're taking this more optimistic and hopeful and I'm just open to anything approach, and you start meeting people, you may find that there's a lot of people you quote like or that you're interested in because there are a lot of attractive, cool, and fun people out there. And the early days when you start going on dates and hooking up and all that stuff, it's energizing. It's exciting, which is why you'll probably end up saying yes to a lot of people who end up being wrong for you. Because it's easy to say yes when someone's attractive or when you feel that rush of emotion or when you got nothing else to do this weekend or if you're tired of being single or you're scared that you're never going to meet someone. And this is where we can get in trouble. Because everyone's so scared to be alone and so desperate to find someone and to have the fairy tale that you're not as discerning as you need to be about the reality of the situation you may be in with someone. I mean, how many times have you convinced yourself that something's more serious than it is, or that this is going somewhere, or that the repeated drunken hookups mean that they like you as much as you like them, or that you have a future together? You know that famous saying, if someone likes you, you'll know. And if they don't, you'll be confused. Feeling confused is a very dangerous place to be when you're dating. Because if you like them, your knee-jerk reaction will be to convince yourself that they like you. Do not do that. Because when you convince yourself that something's happening, when it's clearly not, you're chasing love. And chasing love chases it away. Chasing the wrong person leads you to the wrong places. Chasing the potential means you know something isn't right and you're ignoring the truth. And here's how you know you're chasing it. You're the one that's always texting, calling, and reaching out, and you're trying to be near them all the time, and you believe what they tell you, even if their behavior tells you otherwise. You think with time, oh, this is going to get better. You think you know what's best for them, and you think it's you. And you think that, oh, if I just craft the perfect text, if I just send it at the right time, then that might get them to want you back. These are all examples of chasing the potential and choosing not to see the reality. And I understand, because it's easy to get so attached to making it work that you keep chasing something that you know deep down isn't the right fit. And it's not the right fit because you're trying to force it. It's like taking a pair of shoes that you think are cute, and then now you're ramming your foot into it, even though it's like two sizes too small. Your foot is not going to magically shrink, just like the shoe isn't going to grow to fit you. And neither will this person shapeshift into who you hope they will be. They're already showing you who they are. And the more time you waste chasing the wrong people and trying to force something to fit, the longer it's going to take you to find the right one. Let them. Let them ghost you. Let me move on. Stop chasing the potential of who someone might be. Stop pouring your time and energy into people who do not give it back to you. Stop explaining away their disrespectful behavior. Stop giving your love to people who do not love you back. Stop making excuses for these people who are clearly not interested in you. And stop chasing people who are not choosing you back. Dating is hard. You're right. It's hard to be strategic and rational when your emotions are all over the place. It's painful to get rejected. That really sucks. But remember, you're going to find the right relationship by saying no to the wrong ones. And the faster you say no, the faster you will be saying yes to the love of your life. And the let them theory will be revolutionary when it comes to finding the love you deserve and putting yourself out there, because it forces you to be truly, brutally honest, like painfully honest about the situation that you're in and who you're dealing with and how they actually feel about you. They don't like you. Wake up. The only way to learn who someone is and where you stand in their life is by watching their behavior. You have to ignore what they say and watch what they do. And that is so hard to do because in the very beginning, your emotions and your hormones, they are all over the place. And it clouds your ability to see the truth about how you're being treated. To snap yourself out of this dating fog, just ask yourself this. If your best friend were being treated this way, what would you tell him? One of the fundamental principles of the Let Them Theory is that how somebody treats you tells you where you stand in their life. You are either a priority or you are not. There is no middle ground. If somebody is sending you mixed signals, it means they are not interested. Mixed signals aren't mixed at all. In fact, they send a very clear message. You're not a priority. You're a convenience. Ooh, I know that one hurts, doesn't it? If they're texting you nonstop, but they never suggest a plan to get together, or anytime you do, they kind of deflect it and always have something else going on, they're not interested in anything real. Let them. Because the more I chase this person, the more time I spend texting this person, and the more I live in my head creating a fantasy that they are eventually going to come around for more than sex and see that we're meant to be together. Well, the more that I do that, the less likely I'm going to meet a person who wants a real relationship. Let me respect myself enough to admit, this is going nowhere. When someone is stringing you along, let them. You always have the power to cut the cord. You're an active participant in the stringing along because you're allowing them to do it. And if you were in a positive, loving relationship right now, you know what you'd be doing it yourself? Rolling your eyes. You'd be like, yeah, been there, done that, not doing it again. No, thank you. Let me remind myself that I don't want to be dating someone who's not choosing me back. One of the most important signs of a healthy relationship is that it's mutual. Mutual effort, mutual respect, mutual feelings, mutual attraction, mutual interest. So from this point forward, if you ever catch yourself making excuses for someone else's behavior, stop. Let them reveal who they truly are. Let them reveal whether or not they make an effort. Let them reveal whether or not they can and whether or not they care. Do not spend your time trying to shrink yourself into tiny little boxes or become someone new or change who you are just to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't really like you back. Don't do it. And at the very beginning stages of love and a relationship and putting yourself out there, it's so easy to fall into this trap. It's easy to jump straight to the conclusions that this is the right person for me, even if alarm bells are going off in your head. It's easy to blindly hope that people feel the same way you do. It's easy to think someone will love you if you change just a little bit more. It's easy to hold on tightly to the idea of being loved, even if it's not quite as magical as you'd hope. It's easy to delude yourself into thinking that they're not seeing anyone else, even though they're not giving you a full commitment right now. Or, I love this one. Well, I don't really want to put a label on this. Oh, you don't? Okay. Well, that's a pretty clear signal. I don't want to put a label on this means I don't choose you. And then you're going to go, not yet, not yet. I'm not saying don't stay in and see where it goes. I'm saying be brutally honest with yourself that right now, this isn't going anywhere. Right now, this isn't a commitment. Right now, their behavior is telling you, I don't want any labels because I don't want to be tied to you. But again, that's where your power is. Because when you see the situation as it is, you're an adult. You can choose to participate in it or not. And there's a very big difference between choosing to participate in something that doesn't have labels because you want to, versus feeling like you have to just accept that, even though you know it's not going anywhere, but you secretly hope it will, because you're up in your head and you've already picked out your children's names and you're thinking about where the wedding's going to be and you really, 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 really hope that this is more than just sex, even though they don't want a label. Get out of your head, get back into reality, and make a decision about what you're going to accept and what you're not. And go into this with eyes wide open. And the emotions are the reason why it's easy to fall into something super unfulfilling just so you can stop being single. It's easy in the moment, but I'm going to tell you something, in the long run, it is going to break your heart. The emotional distress, the loss of yourself, the constant questioning of where you stand, the heartache over the fact that they never quite commit. It's never worth it. I want to say it again. If they like you, you'll know. If they don't, you'll be confused. Let them not text you back. Let them leave abruptly in the morning and never follow up on the, I'd love to see you again. Let them confuse you, infuriate you, and send mixed signals. You must let their behavior be the clear message. Letting them, that's the easy part. Let me, that's the hard part. It really is. Let me see them for who they are. Let me accept the truth in their behavior. I'm not a priority. And let me stop choosing to chase this idiot who clearly doesn't want to be with me. Because if they're not making an effort, they're not worth yours.